Why, thank you, Jungle Jim, for that wonderful musical introduction. You are just on fire. Here we are in the beginning of autumn up here in the northeastern part of the country with the leaves starting to turn. I don't mean in circles, but the leaves are just changing colors. You know, it's early on. There's still like a huge, just a brief hint hewing of the colors, and the rest of the trees are green, but the air is getting crisper, and it's that wonderful time of year here, autumn, just autumn, a lot of apple stuff going on here in autumn. Of course, I'm Tim Marr, that's the musical director of this show, the famous, the infamous, the one and only Jungle Jim over there at his synthesizer in his warm autumn sweater and a big glass of cider. This is filling up. We're recording this podcast in the basement studio located along the shores of the mighty Senec River, flowing all the way up to the Great Lake of Ontario. Lake of Ontario, where the winds are blowing and the waves are getting bigger, flowing all the way out to the Great St. Lawrence Seaway, past 1,000 islands out to the Atlantic Ocean, around the world, just like my voice. Or you can go the other way. You can hit Toronto, Canada. Beautiful Toronto, Canada. Beautiful this time of year in Toronto, Canada. Get over to Buffalo, where the Bills are. Get over the Falls. Get into Lake Erie. All kinds of stuff. Out to those other Great Lakes. Just a wonderful, wonderful time of year. Jim, look at this. You think you're the only guy who can have cider? I got a little cider here myself. Hold on. Mm-mm-mm. Yummy, yummy, yummy. I have cider in my tummy. That's right, Jimmy. Oh, man. You know, I was watching the television this morning, whatever morning that is when we're recording this podcast, and I saw a story where there are now apps. There are apps where young men, I guess any man, because nobody's really real on social media or on the internet, but you can get an app where you can get the perfect woman, I guess in this case it's just for women, to meet all your needs. And it's artificial intelligence and produces this woman. And it just blew me away because it's another way. You know, I was thinking when I was growing up, you know, you got busy to the, you know, Sears and Roebuck catalog. You got busy to maybe the National Geographic, or you got busy to maybe if one of your friend's fathers might have had a Playboy and you dug it out of the garbage. That was it. I can't imagine now with everything that's out there. It's crazy. But what's really even more crazy than that is that, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, which really isn't that humble because I'm not that humble of a bumble, but artificial intelligence. Is that an oxymoron, artificial intelligence? I don't think so. It's just intelligence that's artificial. It's created. Artificial intelligence is created by someone. And it's really... It's evolved. This infiltration of technology and artificial intelligence has been coming for years and years and years. And what it does is it sucks away the ability of those of us that are supposed to have intelligence, the most intelligent species of all, which I disagree with. We become dependent on artificial intelligence. We are dependent on technology. We're dependent on artificial intelligence. And then if you go down many generations or a few generations below this generation that we're in, it breaks a gap. It creates a gap where relationships with other human beings just don't happen anymore. And they don't happen because you can gear up and what's artificial, what's fake, is reality. And it even holds true for like Facebook and other social media because nothing's real. It's all about comparing. It's all about looking what the world is doing or everyone's doing. It's all, you know, happy pictures and people eating food and people getting, you know, people to go to the hospital and show you pictures of their colonoscopy. Or here's half a plate. Oh, I went to this restaurant and here's the half of the plate, what's left of the food I didn't eat. And success is measured on the amount of likes that you have and the amount of friends that you have on Facebook. I think it's really interesting on Facebook that, you know, some people get like 3,000 friends or people accept friend requests. I send out all kinds of friend requests on Facebook. And then I automatically, when I send out a friend request, and then I say, hey, thanks for accepting the personal, most of the time they respond back and they say, well, I don't talk to people that I don't know. And I'm thinking, why did you accept a friend request from someone you don't know? What's the difference? And that's not real. So the friends and the likes. And what's happened is we measure ourselves, or people are measuring themselves, with the number of friends on Facebook, the number of likes a post may get. Everybody's a celebrity on Facebook now. Everybody's a celebrity. Everybody's a photographer. And some people, it's great. And don't get me wrong. I have nothing against Facebook. Some things on Facebook are wonderful. There are many great inspirational quotes on Facebook. It's great to see what old friends who otherwise you wouldn't even know they were alive, what they're up to. And some people are really good photographers. Some people are actually really, you know, they go around the country or the world and they take these wonderful pictures. You know, I've downloaded some of them. Then people just take selfies too. A lot of selfies. So I was, but artificial intelligence. So now we have, and it's even to the point where artificial intelligence now is coming into the romantic life of our youngins, because you can date and you can have a relationship with someone who doesn't exist, but who's been created. We can have campaign ads by someone who doesn't exist, but can be created. And then the question becomes, Jungle Jim, the question becomes, to me at least, is who's behind artificial, who are the real drivers of artificial intelligence? First of all, who's profiting off of artificial intelligence, number one? But it goes back to eventually someday there's going to be about, and it's probably Elon Musk, there's going to be very few people who run the world, literally run the world. And through the centuries and history and time again, you know, the great invaders of countries and the Vikings and their ships and Napoleon and war with Hitler, running through Europe and persecuting and horrible atrocities and other wars with Russia and just other things. But this isn't how it's going to happen, man. What's happened is over the years, the power brokers or the king, the ultimate king or queen, will be the individual who has created and who is pulling the strings behind artificial intelligence. Because again, we become more dependent on it. And not only do we become more dependent on it, it becomes a norm in our way of life. And what happens is individuals lose their ability to interact in a really social environment, in the real world. Individuals, everything is perfect because it's created. And there's no value placed on a real person. The value is placed on the self, and the value is placed on whatever the thing is you created, but nothing is real. That's why in our political world right now, fiction, lies are valued because there is no truth. We're based on artificial intelligence. So of course a candidate can lie. Of course people can hear what they want. It's like a game, man. It's a game, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. You like it? I like it. Hey, man. Oh, cider break. This cider break is brought to you by the Orchards of Upstate New York. There we go. You know, Jim, I got to tell you something. Most of the cider up here now is pasteurized, which I can't stand. When I was growing up, when I was a youngin', and there wasn't artificial intelligence, and the pages on the National Geographic were getting sticky, let me tell you, you could get cider. You could go out on these country roads and stop off at a cider place or a farmer's shack and get a big jug of cider, half gallon of cider, and it wasn't pasteurized. And that cider had a zing to it. Let me tell you, that cider had a zing to it, and if you were constipated, that cider would free you up. Free. I'm free. Thank God I'm free. And then, but there's still a place I know that does sell unpasteurized cider. You have to drink it. You got like a day and a half to get that bad boy down, or you're going to have sediment in the bottom, and you're not going to feel too good if you drink it on day 7. You'll be busy on day 8. You might even get drunk. Ah, that's good cider. A little cold cider today, not hot cider, cold cider. That's real cider. That's not artificial. This cider was not created by artificial intelligence. You know, the interesting thing about artificial intelligence and why it's taken over is because we lack intelligence. You know, we lack intelligence. And whoever, you know, through the technology and decided we're going to have artificial, we're the Jetsons. And so they decided to have artificial intelligence because it was determined and it was discovered that the majority of the human race lacks intelligence. So people want to feel smart. So artificial intelligence makes people feel smart. in some sick way. Artificial intelligence makes those that otherwise might feel unattractive or not be accepted be accepted. That's what I'm talking about. So artificial intelligence is like a drug, baby. And the puppeteer of artificial intelligence, once again, very few, but they are the power base. They're holding the strings. More powerful than a nuclear weapon. Quicker, faster than a speeding bullet. You know, that's what it's all about. Hey, today is, by the way, we're recording this podcast on a National International Podcast Day. I mean, if there was a day to get into the basement studio with Jungle Jim, it was that International Podcast Day to make sure we downloaded or uploaded or just loaded one of these bad boys on this day to celebrate the pod. I think there's a few podcasts out there. There's a podcast for everything. A podcast for everything. That's why this podcast is for nothing, because all podcasts are for everything. Let me tell you, those of you folks that have the courage and the patience to upload or download this podcast, whichever you're loading it, which way, you know, you have some courage, because this podcast is not specialized at all. We're unspecialized. And there's no artificial intelligence on this podcast, because there is no intelligence on this podcast. I know, Jim. I know. You're a smart guy. Anyway, but people don't care. It's a joke. Everything's a joke. Candidates running for president are a joke. A joke. Oh, it'll be right. One wants to be a dictator, and one doesn't know enough to step aside. That's going to be a whole long year, man. Oh, my God. What are we going to do? But the celebration, everybody, Congress, Congress. I mean, oh, my God, we're going to be shut down pretty soon. You know, by the time you upload this podcast, we'll be shut down. And some of you who don't upload these podcasts for years and years after they're recorded, we'll be shut down, opened up, shut down, opened up, and shut down again. But the it scares the shit out of me. Artificial intelligence scares the shit out of me. Because you don't know what's real. So you have lies that become the norm. Artificial intelligence is manipulative. People are just believing it. And so that value on life, it doesn't matter. Life is not real. It's a big video game. It is the Jetsons. We're dependent. And the robots have taken over the world. And the computers. Everybody used to joke, someday the computers are going to take over the world. Someday those computers are going to. Guess what? Get a little, motherfucker. The computers have taken over the world. They make it easy. And everybody's, oh, that's great. Nah, you know, maybe it's not so great. Maybe it's not so great. I don't know. What do you think, Jungle Jim? What do you think? This is Tim Maher. That's Jungle Jim. This is Failing Up. I hear you, Jungle Jim. I got to go find some type of intelligence. Bye-bye.